Dumbass news.
All right.
Damn blink.
Dumbass.
Yeah. You didn't even think about it.
Nah.
83-year-old lady taken out by a gang of wild turkeys.
Yeah. Hard to look cool after that.
I just think that you should be able to handle a gang of wild turkeys.
Seriously, yes. We eat them. We eat them.
That's right. Yeah. They should fear us.
Exactly. Just your butterball, they scatter. Stuffing.
What about, like, if you just kick one or two?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to the report. Maybe she shouldn't be in Dumbass News.
Back at home, the city of Alameda is warning residents to be on alert after a series of recent attacks by wild turkeys, of all things. City officials say they've been called out twice in the past few weeks as the birds terrorize neighborhoods. ABC 7 Eyewitness News reporter Tim John sat down with one of the victims tonight and has her story.
The victim.
The victim. That's right. She's the victim.
Right. Somewhere there was a bunch of turkeys.
Right.
And they're like, these people have been eating us and it's over.
I think it's time we...
It's time
we stuff them.
It's time we turn the tables.
That's right.
Who's with me?
You have one walk by with blue and white in his face.
That's their work all.
Damn it, take our knife. Don't ever take our chipmunks.
Right, there's a turkey with blue face on.
Where are you going to pick a fight?
Yeah. All right.
It happened, and it was very real.
1 week later, and the bruises still haven't healed on 83-year-old Mary Jo Kelly's face.
Okay, so she's 83.
Yeah.
When you break an arm, it takes 8 years to come back.
Exactly.
Mm. I don't feel like a week is a strange amount of time for a bruise.
Yeah. No. No. Right. And God willing, we all want to make it to 83 and beyond. Yeah.
But don't pick fight with turkeys.
Mm. Or if the turkeys pick a fight with you, like, engage.
Yes.
All right.
Last Thursday, the longtime Alameda resident was on her nightly walk when suddenly she was attacked from behind by a pair of wild turkeys.
I went head first and I broke my glasses. I hit my palm of my hand, my thumb. Mm. I bled in the nose.
After managing to get away from the turkeys, Kelly called her husband, who took her to the ER. It was there that she got a CT scan.
The part of the story where the husband came back home, got a machete, and took these turkeys out?
Right. Guess what we're having for dinner tonight?
You check my wife.
Right.
You're going to have a knock on your door, turkey.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to baste you.
The last thing you're going to remember is your head rolling down a sidewalk.
Right. Hey, what happened here?
Why is my head disconnected from my body?
Hey, I ain't got no body. Hey, what are you cooking? That smells good.
Oh, my God.
There is a level of, if you can't fight off a turkey, maybe it's time.
Maybe it's time.
Because they're not particularly strong
or
intelligent.
No,
she's acting like she got hit by a car from behind.
Right.
Like, what was that car doing on the sidewalk?
Yeah, you stumbled over your own feet.
Like, if you could just chop at a turkey a couple times, I'm sure it would.
The turkeys
sure
like,
would go down.
The turkeys like, honestly, she fell.
The turkeys are probably like, wait a minute.
We didn't do nothing.
We had nothing to do with this.
Nothing.
She tripped.
She fell.
I could kill a turkey with a punch, I think. Like, I
think so, too.
Yeah, I think I could take out a turkey.
How many turkeys, AJ, do you think you could take on?
I could take up at least four at once.
Four?
Four.
That's a lot.
I could do 20.
20?
20.
Damn.
20.
Ninja fucking
What are they going to do?
Ruth, set it up.
They peck.
Set it up, Ruth.
they peck.
This will be for charity.
You want to intimidate them?
Oh.
You don't want to intimidate them?
It's going to be a friggin' bloodbath. I'm going to grab one by the neck.
And used to be
and
the
I'm
going to
smash the other ones with it.
Right.
You want to intimidate? Then I'm going to have two. And I'm going to play them like cymbals.
Nice.
And beat it wrong.
There's going to be feathers everywhere. You're not going to see a thing but just blood splattering out.
Gladiator. You're going to wonder, is that human blood or bird blood? It's bird blood.
All you got to do to intimidate them is walk over and snap a wishbone. See that?
That's
unlucky
right.
For you.
Just kick.
Right.
That's it.
They can weigh upwards of 30 pounds.
That's a good punting weight.
That's a good dinner, too.
Multiply that by 20, though.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, the first five are so fast,
right?
10 of them are going to run off.
Right.
That's the thing. If you're fighting, like, now I'm going to sound like a badass, and I'm not.
Okay.
But one of the things with fighting multiple people is you take out the biggest one first. two or three are going to run off.
Exactly.
They're like, I'm out of here. I don't want no part of that.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of blood, especially my own.
Right.
And then you're left with whatever. You just decimate three turkeys. 15 of them are going to run.
Right. One of these guys drive.
You're left with two. And they're not even into it anymore.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. This
hey,
is,
man.
Please, bring it. 20 turkeys.
I just want to look cool, man. I'm good.
The AI is saying a human man can fight 5 to 10 wild turkeys.
Wow.
Because the males have spurs.
Oh.
And they have strong beaks.
All right. I may want to lower my number.
That's what GPT is like.
Yeah. Be careful. I got a strong
30-pound turkeys. Yeah.
I got a strong beak.
Normally, that'd be information you give them right before the fight happens.
That's right.
Main thing is you got to watch out for his pecker.
Yes. Cool.
Okay, on the board, the worst season finales ever. 877-764-2535. Joey and Stratford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope y'all are having a good morning today.
Thank you.
I got to say, the worst series ending I've ever witnessed, and I used to hype the show up while watching it all the time.
We're only on until
Game
10.
Of Thrones.
All right, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Hey.
AJ, I was not a Game of Thrones person.
Neither was I.
Brian?
Not really. My fiance was big into it.
Phil?
I got deep into it, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've seen every episode?
I've seen every episode. And then they started making all these other shows, and I was like, nah.
Yeah.
I still have the taste of the ending in my mouth. I'm right. Like, nah, I'm not
really?
Yeah.
It was that bad.
It was so rushed.
It was so rushed.
That was the worst thing
that they could have done, because the first season, especially, like, you get to know all these people, and then, like, they kind of scatter, and you're, like, tracing all of these timelines of these characters, like, are they going to come all back together? And, like, some of them don't quite make it, and then it's just like, none of that matters. And I was like, what?
Yeah, the end just, like, completely, like, takes a different turn. It's like, what was the point of the whole show?
Why did we waste so much time?
I was waiting for a spinoff, Game of Recliners. Or
the ride was good, and then, like, at the end, they're just like, and
the ride didn't
goodbye.
Matter.
Right.
It's like a nice night out drinking, and then, like, you know, you get home, and you lay down in your bed, and you're sitting there spinning. You're like, oh.
Why did I do any of that? Yeah,
that's the best part.
Makes you achieve. And this is the opposite of Breaking Bad. They brought all the storylines together. They finished it all off for you nicely, where you're like, wow, that was really well done.
And neat wrap up.
All right, is that on the board, Rob?
Completely random, guys.
On the board.
I'm watching a high air
board. Joey, thank you, man. We got to go.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Rob.
I'm a level with you. I've never watched Game
Talking
of Thrones.
Talking to the phone.
Are
you on the speaker? What's going on? What's going on here?
Can you hear me?
Are you in the throne?
No. Talk into the phone.
I am in the phone. Sorry.
No. Now you are. Okay.
All right. I'm a level with all of you. I've never watched Game of Thrones. All the fans have made me not want to watch it because they said that the last season and that last episode is so terrible. All I know is that the girl that looks like Quasimodo kills like a main villain.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it on the board?
It is on the board.
Nice.
Andrew in Orange.
Hey, I'll be brief after that.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
How about Seinfeld?
That has to be on the board.
Yeah.
Rob?
It is on the board. I personally love the two-part finale of Seinfeld.
Bill in Westbrook.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I'm going to go with The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You could hear the click of screen.
It was kind of just in the diner, and it was just flat. They just let it go.
The best everybody the next day.
I didn't like it.
I loved it.
I didn't like it at first. But over the years, I've grown to love it.
It's genius. We're still talking about it today.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is genius, and it's like a book where they couldn't bring themselves to killing him. That would have been heartbreaking.
Right.
How else do you end it?
Right.
I'll still never forgive them for bringing Don't Stop Believing back, though.
Yeah. Use a different song.
Yeah.
We were just getting out of it.
Right.
Is that on the board?
Yes, it is on the board. I want a definitive conclusion to a show. And I
talk into the phone.
We got Game of Thrones. We got Seinfeld. And then we got The Sopranos.
Oh, we can hear you clearly, too. It's awesome.
Perfect. Nice. Mitch is making eggs. Mitch.
What?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not sure if this will be on the board, but recent show, Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
I've heard of it, and it has that guy who's like a really good actor, just won an Oscar. What's his face?
Oh, he's the same guy who's in Sons of Anarchy, isn't it? That same guy?
He's in...
Cillian Murphy. He was in Oppenheimer.
Okay,
too.
Yes. Yes. Anything he's in, he's like really good.
Say, yeah.
I would say the whole season six, final season, was disappointing, but... I want to give them the benefit of the doubt because they actually had, like, the second biggest character on the show passed away to cancer in between.
Oh.
And they kind of, like, they had to rewrite, like, the whole season. And I would just say it was noticeably bad. Story was bad. Filming was bad.
Well, losing they was did bad that too. When Tony's mother died on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
They had that one scene with her in it, and they kind of superimposed her head on a body.
Somebody died.
And at the time, you thought... Oh, that looked pretty good.
Yeah.
You look back at it now, you're like, ooh.
She always does the same movements and says the same things. Like, I wish the Lord would take me. Like, they really, her dialogue got thin, you know?
Yeah.
Is that on the board, Rob?
Boy, no, it's not. No Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Peaky Blinders.
Weird Mike?
Name. Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
The series Lost. 6 series. Worst landing ever.
Well, it was Lost, so.
Oh, Lost.
Lost, yes.
Yeah.
Boy, I dialed out after a while. I forgot what it was, but there was a new character introduced. I'm like, okay, enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
I like when they introduced the reason why that guy was still fat the entire time they were lost, because he had food.
You know, yeah.
Yes. They responded to viewers.
How is he staying fat?
Yes.
He was excellent. They have the press conference. They're like, because I'm still fat. They're like, yeah.
I got a slow metabolism and a thyroid problem.
If they try to hype a new series up from the creators of Lost, I refuse to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in on that one, too. I was all the way in on that ride.
Yeah. Lost explained watching.
Yeah. I forgot which season I pulled the plug, but it was close to the end and they introduced another storyline. I'm like, no, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. The others.
The others you meet like in the first season, but when like there's like nuclear bombs and they're like trying to set stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, please.
Was there a fog also or something like that going on?
Smoke monster.
Yeah. Smoke monster. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was another thing that like you felt like, oh, it's going to be so important. And it just kind of never really got there.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it made J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On the board, Rob?
All those questions you have, not going to answer any of them. Yes, Lost is on the board.
Bill?
Hello. Well, seeing as how everybody else took my stuff, how about an old series, MASH? I think it started it all.
That is one of the most celebrated conclusions.
Yeah.
Because it was impactful, emotional.
We all,
did you realize the loss of Vietnam?
Right. We all saw where he went after Korea. Yep, exactly.
I'm sorry, Korea.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Is that on the board?
It was a baby. No, it's not on the board. That's great. Come on.
Have you lost your mind?
Yes.
Is that a quote from MASH?
What the hell just happened? Did you step on a Lego?
It wasn't a chicken, it was a baby.
The worst season finales? I have no idea what's happening right now. If you're just tuning in, I'm confused too.
It's entertaining though.
John and Setauket.
Yeah, I was going to go with MASH, but someone took it.
Yeah, wasn't one of the worst anyway.
Yeah.
One of the best.
How about Animal Kingdom, but it's on Netflix?
Animal Kingdom,
that's the show with the woman is in charge. It's kind of like a mobster kind of family, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was based on a movie. There was a movie first, and they made a TV show out of it.
Good heavens, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom.
I think I got about a season or half a season in, and I was like, yeah, I'm good.
At ML Crackers. That's about it, yeah.
My bad.
That ended.
Is it on the board, Rob?
I don't watch like 90% of stuff that Netflix makes, so no. I don't even know what Animal Kingdom is.
I didn't realize this was Rob's worst.
I had no idea.
Thought it was the worst.
Right.
All right, one more, and then we'll wrap it up. Julian on the road. Julian?
Hello. Hi, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Oh, my God. What the hell?
So, what's your guess?
What did I tell you?
The guess was Stranger Things.
Oh, I think that's on there. That has to be on there.
That was a tough wrap-up. And I am a Stranger Things. I was a diehard. I have the Lego sets. I have all of the stuff.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm a big Stranger
Things
fan.
I actually didn't like it at first.
Wow. Your market right
loved
there.
Loved it.
But I like it.
Yeah.
I loved it. And then the Russians were introduced at the mall, Mike. Enough.
Oh, my God.
Enough.
That's Red Dawn.
You know, it's funny because I could buy all this other stuff.
Yeah. But that was
monsters, weirdos, space. But I don't know what's happening.
The Russians, come on.
But no, the Russians, I'm out.
Come on. That's ridiculous. That's too strange.
I love the Hopper character. I just love smoking a cigarette, drinking a coffee like character. I love that.
Yeah.
He's just like, he hated everything, you know? Like, he's just like, oh, God.
He couldn't solve the problem. I'm just going to try to punch it in the face or shoot it.
A lot of bosses like that.
We love a character like that.
On the board, Rob?
It's guilty of being incredibly forgettable, so it just missed this list. Sorry, no.
Oh. All right, Julian, thank you. On the show right now, Jared Morano. Good morning, and thank you for your service.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Morning.
So 1 year ago, you're in peak physical condition. You're 28 years old. You're on a U.S. Navy ship, and you're a Navy rescue swimmer, and you have a seizure.
Yes. Yeah. I was on a ship. It was what we call like a hybrid ship. So I'm a Navy reservist, but my main thing was being a merchant mariner. So I was one of the merchant mariners on the ship. I was working for a military sealift command at the time. I had just gotten off my shift. I had to come back at midnight, so I went to go to sleep, and I was feeling very funny. We were at anchor at a place I can't really disclose out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and you know, it had been years since I was at anchor, so I just wasn't used to the movement. When we were saying, I was feeling very sick, but it wasn't like seasickness. And then, and I knew the difference at the time. You know, I'd been so used to nailing at that point. So I went to, you know, I went to go to sleep, and I was maybe asleep for 2 hours. And, you know, I woke up with this sense of impending doom is like the only way I could describe it. So I was all alone in my room. I didn't have any windows, so it was like pitch black. And, you know, I managed to use the ship's phone to call for help, and I ended up having the seizure. And the only thing in the moment I could think of was to get myself on my side. So I get myself on my side. I wake up, and nobody had found me at that point.
Damn.
So, yeah, it was pretty frightening. And I go to my coworker's room. He happened to be working at that time. So I call him from his room phone onto his work phone, and that got his attention. And eventually he and the doc found me, and I was kind of limping. Like, my whole left side was very weak, so I'm thinking I had a stroke. They bring me, and they're hosing me down. I don't understand why they're hosing me down. I'm not entirely lucid. And then they give me an IV, put me in some scrubs, and when I wake up, they tell me, you know, they found me covered in vomit. Oh, so if I hadn't gotten myself onto my side, I probably...
We wouldn't be talking about it.
Would have choked on it, yeah.
Oh, very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they flew me from there. The captain, you know, he called MSC Shoreside. They worked out a plan again. They flew me from that location. They only had like one flight in and one flight out to my knowledge. And they flew me to Hawaii where they did some tests. And you know, they did an MRI. They showed me the picture of my brain, and they were like, you know, Mr. Morano, we're sorry to tell you, but you have a brain tumor. And it was
how big?
2.6 inches in diameter. That's about the size of a tennis ball. Oh, I think it's a little bit bigger than a tennis ball.
Wow. That is not good. No.
And I told them no.
Hey, Jared, is there a spot where you are that you can go to and...
You're breaking up.
Because you break it up. You're in and out.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Stay right there.
1 second. Right here?
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, I won't move. But, yeah, no, they showed me the picture, told me what it was and everything, and I told them no, so I flew to Yale. And, you know, they did the same types of tests over there, and they, you know, told me I probably had it for 5 to 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So if it was five, you know, I was 28 when they diagnosed me, so I would have been in college. And if it was 10, I would have just gotten out of high school. So, you know, that was...
Well, now at least
shocking.
You could blame any bad decision on the...
This is true. Yeah.
The tumor.
Right. Yeah. Think about it, yeah. You got built excuse.
So what did they... Jared, did they say that they were optimistic that they could get that out and you'd be okay?
No. So the doctor, the surgeons, they kind of like sat me down and they were like, you know, we're going to have to perform a major surgery here. And... you know, we can get it out, but the side effects could be pretty bad. And they were like, you know, you might be paralyzed because of where it was. You might be blind when you wake up. Mm. And my father, he had a brain tumor. He died in 2023.
Sorry.
I appreciate that. But, you know, he...
But that puts more weight on all of this.
Exactly.
You had your father die of this. Now you have it. Now the doctors are sitting down. You're 28 years old, beginning of everything great.
Yeah.
And you're being told, well, you might be blind. Did they say you might not even make it?
I'm lucky to be alive given the size of it. The word that they use, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not like, you know, I'm not speaking for a doctor or whatever, but they use the term like survival, you know what I mean? So the goal is to extend the lifespan as much as they can.
Yeah.
So, you know, by having it removed, that's already, you know, obviously it's already a set amount of time that I went through radiation. And I asked them, you know, what if I don't go through radiation? You know, what if I don't go through treatment? Because they got 97% of the tumor out in the surgery. You know, and they told me if we go any deeper, you're going to be paralyzed. So, you know, they told me if you don't go through radiation, that's a choice. But then, you know, you're limited in how long you're going to live, basically.
Right. Come back?
Right now I'm going through chemotherapy. So the goal is to prevent that from happening on like a cellular level.
Right.
The possibility is there. For sure, yeah, it's there that it could come back. It's stage 3, so, you know, we'll see. Hopefully not, you know, of course.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny. We wake up every day, we drive to work, we think we have problems, and we hear a story like yours, and we're like, okay, nope.
Yep.
Sorry, not don't so have any
anymore.
Problems.
Right, yeah.
Jared's on, and he was talking about, he's 28 years old, they have diagnosed with a tumor the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah.
They cut it out. He's getting chemo now, but what's even more amazing on top of this amazing story is that it's under a year from that period of having that removed that you're going to be competing in this Gaylord Gauntlet.
I decided to do that maybe like 4 or 5 months ago. I didn't even know what it was, and one of my physical therapists told me about it, and I was like, absolutely, I'd love to do that, because I felt like it was going to be a good accomplishment going into this next chapter of my journey, you know.
That's an understatement,
yeah.
A good accomplishment. That's that's an incredible
major accomplishment. Major one, yes.
Yeah. When you woke up after the brain tumor, were you able to get up and walk?
No. I was partially paralyzed on my whole left side. Wow.
Okay, so that's why this is an incredible.
Yeah, I mean the turnaround time is pretty damn good.
It's less than a year ago you couldn't walk.
Yeah,
and now you're competing in a Gaylord, whatever this
gauntlet,
is, this
yeah.
gauntlet.
Yes,
what is and what is this thing? This is like a Tough Mudder.
Yeah, it's a 5K, so 3 mile mud run obstacle course held in the Gaylord campus.
Unbelievable.
It's on June 13th. They have 24 obstacles, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I think this is their 12th annual gauntlet. So.
Well, man, you're an inspiration.
You are.
You're really a poster for inspiration.
Seriously.
That little cat hanging on the tree,
right? Yeah,
has nothing on you.
Exactly right. Yeah, I'm gonna put Jared on my wall from now on. Yeah.
That's right.
Bye, bye, Kitty.
Right. Jared should be on the poster.
He should be.
Hang in there. Friday's coming. Get out of here, kid.
Yeah, yeah. You're retired.
Oh my God! Thank you for this story. Thank you for your service. Thanks for being an inspiration. And good luck.
And I'll see you
on the 13th. Yes. AJ will be there.
I'll
by
be
the
there.
Way.
So I'll see you there.
Yeah, I appreciate that, you know, and just before I go, you know, all the proceeds, they go to the Gaylord Sports Association to help people like me, adaptive athletes, people with disabilities and all that stuff. You can go on like GaylordGauntlet.org to sign up or to see more information. And, you know, it's a great program. I think it's Connecticut's largest adaptive sports program.
Nice.
So.
Man,
very
it's
important.
All good.
Very
the whole
important.
Thing is good.
Exactly.
We're going to link up at WPLR.com. Jared, Godspeed, brother.
Thank you so much. Right. Appreciate it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.